brought to you by Penguin.
Outpacer, written and read by Alex Holt. Outpacer. They are the disruptors, the ones shattering the models and myths we live by, the ones who wake up every day and change how we live, work, play, and communicate. They don't dust off old tools for new problems. They build new tools to solve them. They don't float in the mainstream. They navigate the waves of unremitting change. Not just imagining, but out-imagining. Not just performing, but outperforming. Not just keeping pace, but outpacing. Welcome to the era of the outpacer. Introduction. We all know who they are. The organizations with ambitious visions and disruptive models that seem to glide effortlessly through the new digital economy, achieving astonishing earnings, customer growth rates, and market share gains time and time again. More often than not, they shape the markets they choose to operate in and dictate the pace of change. They are engaging and iconic, with customers who act more like fans than consumers. Over the past decade, we have seen a small number of companies changing every aspect of how we live, work, and play. They have created incredible businesses that have redefined what a successful organization looks and feels like. For example, let's reflect on the performance of what Jim Cramer calls the FANGs: Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, which have added $8 trillion in share value since 2013. Year in, year out, quarter after quarter, they deliver incredible growth and value for investors. On the whole, leaders of any technology, media, and telecoms, TMT, business, are typically very bright individuals who are high achievers. The challenges for leaders in TMT businesses that are not delivering performance like that of the FANGs is the incredibly high benchmark that is already in everyone's mind. It begs the question from a variety of sources, including themselves: if they can do it, why can't you? I'm lucky to have an amazing job. I meet, work with, and get to know the leaders of the world's top TMT companies. At its core, my job requires me to understand the challenges these leaders face today and tomorrow, and importantly, the opportunities that are available to them to enhance the overall performance of the organization they lead. Sometimes, it's an unwelcome intervention to force change, but at its best, it means working with a team to take on a new challenge, often where there is a meeting of minds on purpose, values, goals, and execution, plus a lively debate on how to get there. Over more than 20 years, I've had the privilege of an inside view of how the TMT industry has evolved and what it takes to outpace all insight. A few years back, I had a meeting with a CEO of a multi-billion dollar TMT company. We'd spent time discussing a number of options for a new strategy. All went well, but at the end, the CEO turned to me and said, "How do they do it?" "Who?" I asked. "Them." This CEO didn't even have a name for them, but meant the pace setters in digital. "Quarter after quarter, they make it look so easy," they said. But it wasn't just this CEO who was searching for an answer to that question. I reflected on other conversations and the fervor I'd observed when an insight was shared by one of them on how they ran their business. As soon as I walked out of the room, I knew I needed to find the answer. That's why over the last few years, I've combined research and personal experiences to identify the secrets to the outpacer's success. Running a business is the ultimate non-athletic competitive endeavor. You and all your stakeholders are constantly comparing every aspect of performance to the leading marker. Look at the S&P 500 or FTSE 100 over the past 30 years. There have always been those businesses out in front and leading the way. But for those following, the gap has never been so seemingly insurmountable as it appears today. As we approached the end of the second digital decade, that gap was growing. And then as we went into the 2020s, the impact of COVID-19 turned that gap from a lead to a chasm. So much so, in fact, that the alleged dominance of these tech Goliaths has caught the attention of the global competition authorities. So does this signal a white flag from the competition? Is it game over?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?